I love your voice. You just set that great energy and essence of spirit. So today, I'm talking about as we give, we shall receive. And on your handout, your takeaway, actually, I wrote an Ernest Holmes quote. You're welcome to read along with me if you'd like. We should allow the gifts of life to flow out to everything we touch, everyone we meet, every situation we contact. Then, wherever we go, every situation is blessed, every person is helped, every discord is harmonized without our being even conscious of it. I like that. It's like the blessings of life and for each other begin with us. And understand this, that we become that radiant light of love, that radiant light of peace, because it lives within us. And as we cultivate it, as we work with it, then it just is an automatic givingness. As we give, we shall receive. If we want to be served, we must serve. If we want to be loved, yeah, we must love. If we want to be treated kindly, we must treat all with kindness. Ours is to plant well the garden of our minds. Now think about that. What are we planting? Just like an actual garden, our spiritual garden is not something for it's not a something for nothing game. You get out what you put in. Okay? That's what we do with our gardens. Depending on your intention, depending on your faith, depending on your acceptance. So what do we do when faith and acceptance that we plant seeds of good in our garden of our mind, and we are repeatedly seen to receive less or devastating results? Anybody have that happen? I'm doing my work. How come my garden is just full of weeds? I'm glad you asked. Because the first thing you're going to do, if your garden is not producing the way you expected it to, or the seeds that you put in or thought you put in, what do you need to do? You need to check the conditions of your soil, the conditions of your life. The soil can only give back what we expect. Am I limited in my belief, or am I unlimited? Well, let's take a look at that. Ta-da! The famous flip chart. So here it is. The seeds of creation. So we don't have that picture? Yeah? There you are. See how cute you are? So this is how we do it. So we've got to check the soil, because you see, we come up with a lot of ideas, don't we, on how we want things to happen. We have a lot of ideas about how we wish to have more harmony in our life, how we wish to have the perfect job, the loving partner, peace, health, desires, whatever it is, okay? Now last week I said to you, am I working with a sometime God? So this morning, when I woke up and I looked at the news and saw that the hurricane was going up the West Coast, and my son is in Tampa, and actually he's in Treasure Island. Treasure Island is an island right out there off of Tampa that's right on the Gulf Coast. It's a beautiful place, and he runs a resort rooms. He's got rooms and apartments. So he rents some, but he moves people in and out. It's a resort. And he's right on the beach. I love visiting there. And so when I texted him yesterday, he said, "Oh, I'm going to stay." Yeah, and then I think of that. So I texted him this morning. I said, "Honey, are you still going to stay?" He is in a second story. His unit is in a second story, but the rest of the units are ground level. He said, "No, Mom, I'm getting all the residents out to safety, and then I will move to safety." Thank you, God. But I realized that as I got scared this morning when I saw the news before I texted him, I was handling, or my soil was a sometime God. See, the soil, our ground, where we plant our seeds, can only give us back the health of our soil. Because we have these ideas. Remember, I used to say that I wanted a loving partner. I wanted a loving person in my life. And I kept having everybody pray for this loving person in my life. And then, you know, and I was teaching the prac classes at that time. And so I had all these prac students praying for the perfect person coming in my life. They could see him standing next to me. They kept praying. The next class had come in, they kept praying. So then I thought, you know, maybe it has something to do with my soil, with my belief system. I have to check the conditions of my soil, and I'll only get out what I put in faith and trust. Am I limited? Are you limited? See, I was limited. So then I did this paper. I said, marriage is. See, I wasn't planning to really get married. I was just planning to have a loving person in my life. So I said, marriage is confining, restrictive, bondage. Well, it was my soil. My belief system around marriage was a little bit warped. So I realized I had to clean this area of my life up if I'm going to have a demonstration. What needs to be cleaned up for you to have a demonstration and belief that this is not a sometime God? I was in the way. What a concept. So I had to change that belief. And so for that bondage, I said, well, I want to be in a loving relationship where, you know, we just do what we need, what works for us, that I don't have to be home at a certain time, that I can go and still have lunch with girlfriends or spend time or be part of the church and be okay with that, you know, not have to be somewhere. I don't know about you, but I lived in that world. I had to be home at a certain time and certain things had to be done. Rick's out bike riding today. Thank you, God. We live in a relationship that there is no constrictions, there's no strangulation, there is only freedom, and there's freedom to love in a greater way than I ever thought possible. My soil needed to be cleaned up. We're going to get out of this soil what we put into it. And if we're not putting in trust and faith, if we're putting in blockage and limitation and doubt and fear, then we've got a sometime God. Because you see, God is all loving, and we have to trust that the process, we have to believe in the power of God. We have to believe that it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom is what shows up in conditions and situations and circumstance. Resist nothing. So I was resisting this morning until I went, could I have God instead? Okay, God, you're in charge of my loved ones and all of the people that I don't even know in Florida. Let them all be safe. So the cool thing was, as I then started watching the news, is Tampa had no, they were pretty safe to move. They're not going to be safe in a couple of hours because the water's going to rise. But the point is, we have to trust in this process, and we have to believe that there is a power for good that will serve us, that does serve us, even when we can't serve ourselves. See, I got it? Does it make sense? Yes? No? Yes? Otherwise, we'll stop here. Okay. No, it doesn't make sense? Makes sense. Good. Okay. Because now what you're going to, because see, the outcome then, it just recently, Rick and I have been doing something, and all of a sudden, I just didn't feel good about this decision that we were making. And I said, well, something doesn't feel right. See, because when we're in this process of realizing that there's an all-time God, that God is everywhere present, and the good that serves us, we're going to get those God nudges, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But I want you to see that this is our symbol. This is what Ernest Holmes was talking about when he said that this is the creative process. Anybody taking class know, understand creative process? Yes? It means that God is truly all there is, and the very movement of God through the soil, through our beliefs. See, God's not going to say, stop believing what you believe. Okay, Maggie, if you want this loving man in your life, you're going to have to shut up anyway and change your mind. If we're not getting how we're wanting it to be, yeah, there are times we're gonna suffer, but we've got to believe, we've got to let go and let God. The only reason we suffer is because our attention is on the fear. Our attention is on the doubt. Our attention is, because when I was going through that, I, especially with wanting to bring a loving person in my life, I doubted whether I could have that in my life. Make sense? So it is the action of God through the soil that creates for us the outcome. Now, I probably got one of the most loving men, in my opinion. See, he's not here today. I can talk about it. You see how that works? So we want to work with what's in my soil. And that means daily. It means I have to tend this soil. I've got to fill the soil with good nutrients and good. Those of you who are gardeners, you know what I'm talking about. Because if your tomatoes come out a little bit sideways, you know that it doesn't have enough whatever in it, nitrogen. I don't know. You guys know. I don't know that. I just know God. So do I trust the process is the question that you've got to ask. Do I believe that there is a power for good and it's here to serve me? None of us are perfect. And yet we all have yearnings for something better, don't we? Something greater. What is the good that I'm desiring in my life? Emerson said, keep our vision high and do everything in our power to attain the goal of our desire. See, because this is where we put our desires. This is where we put our peace. This is where we put our perfect health, our loving partner. This is what we say to God. This is what I desire to have take place in my life. So that the action of God, the creative process, can move through the soil to create with us, for us, and as us. If we only knew how much we are loved, how much we are cared for, we would fear nothing. And it was great writing this talk this morning because I have to say I was sideways. I got scared. And then when I got to this part, wait a second. What am I saying about my faith? And yet, we suffer because we don't believe in the power and the love and the grace and the glory of God that serves us and that we serve because we're in partnership. And in our lack of belief, we push away the very things that we desire. We say, this is impossible, this won't work. I remember when Rick first came into my life, and I went, oh, shoot. Called a girlfriend. You guys heard this story. I said, I'm in trouble. I could feel that man's energy. And we were friends. We'd known each other for a long time. He was the last person that I was, you know, even considering. And I'll tell you something. Don't tell him I said this. He'd say, well, how about in 3 months we go to Tahoe and we do something? I'd say to him, if we're still together. He'd say, how about in 2 weeks we do something? He would ask these things in the future. And because I was so scared, I kept saying, if we're still together. He finally said, Maggie, that doesn't feel good. You see? When we say it is impossible, it won't work, it's like, look, we got to give it up to God. We got to let go and let God, because faith is a tricky thing. Believing in what we cannot see. Our work is to remember that you are never alone. This is a constant. You are loved unconditionally. God wants your greatest good. God wants you to be in a loving relationship. God wants you to be in the perfect right job. God wants you to be safe. God wants you to be healthy. It is up to us to claim and accept it. We create our own reality. As much as I wanted that man loving me in my life, I kept pushing him away. Until he said, that doesn't feel very good. I thought, okay, change your mind. We are each divine by nature. Our job is to resist nothing. Yeah, there are times that we have a loss, that we have that there is that possibility of losing. There's that possibility of people dying and people getting sick. We have no idea the whole total picture of life. We have no idea what comes together. What we've seen in Houston, what has been really wonderful, and in Texas, is how all of the people have come to help each other. And now this Tennessee gang or whatever they're I don't know exactly, but now there's a whole group of them that are going to Florida to be ready to help out where the need is. We are finding that people are stepping up and saying, yes, I can do that. Let me give you a place to stay. My son said, as soon as I get all the residents out, Mom, I will go to the shelter. Resist nothing. Just as the potential for chaos is within each one of us. In the middle of each of us, in the middle of our fear, there is calm. It is like the center of the hurricane. Ours is a know-sometime God. Ours is an ever-present, ever-available God. And as we give to ourselves, we do receive. This is where it begins. Then we are free to give to others. Because we give from the overflow, we are constantly planting our seeds of creation. A great seed is to give more to the good of God taking place not only in your life, but then we reach out and we help other people in their lives until they understand this. Because we're all at a process of learning and understanding. And we get to then start counting all the places where we see and feel God's nudges. Just recently, Rick and I were going in a certain direction, and I could feel the nudge. I could feel the question that God kept asking me, is this really what you want to do? And all of a sudden, I said, you know what? We're really in a good place. Let's do this. And all of a sudden, everything just started to come together. Anybody have that? Because when we resist, when we push against it, we just can't make it fit. You know that one. I do. We've got to give God the praise. I know that this storm is coming. I know that everything is going to be taken care of, that everyone's going to be safe. And we praise God. We give thanks for that safety. We give thanks for that knowingness. And when we are in doubt and when we feel like we're suffering, then we've got to stop and say, my God is greater than this. And allow ourselves to be lifted up. For within each of us is our own divine nature. And that's what we have to tap into. And that's what Jesus said. It is the Father within that doeth the work. Within each of us is the guidance, the direction, and the unity for everything that is taking place. When we are filled up, it's easy to give from the overflow that we receive 24/7. This is not a sometime God. The grace of God's love is ours all the time. It's up to us to just keep an eye on our soil, to trust the divine flow moving through us, in us, and as us. Let's take it to prayer. And so we recognize that there is an almighty power and presence that I call God, the infinite, the beloved, by whatever name, doesn't matter what name you give it, there is only one life. And that life is God's life, and that life is perfect, and that life is divine, and it is the beloved, and it is that 24/7 presence that serves and sources all of life and all of creation. I recognize that I am one with this life, and because I know that I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am blessed and I am a blessing. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I may know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure to know this truth for each and every one here today. And those of our family members that can't be with us. We know right where Nola is and right where James Bennett is and right where Kay is and all of the other people that were brought up and mentioned. We know right where they are, God is. We know that there's a powerful presence. There's a powerful healing taking place in our lives and in the lives of those loved ones. And for everyone in Texas and in Florida, we know that all beings are right there where God is, and God is right where they are. We're knowing that each life is blessed and each life is a blessing, and that life is eternal forever and ever. We know this. We trust this. We recognize that all needs are met. No matter what the storm, no matter what the doubts are, no matter what the fear, we recognize that we've got an all-time God every day, every moment, every breath we breathe. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved one, the essence of truth. And greater than what I can speak, and we trust in the miracles and the mysteries that are taking place in our lives and the lives of each and every human being and the animals of this life. So I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we celebrate that. We're glad to know that truth. And we just let God do God's work. Nothing to resist, just to be in faith and trust. It's all good. It's all God. And if you're in agreement with me in any way, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.